Experts say even low electric voltage can kill a person.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
We would expect that anybody that had a shock of 10,000 volts would probably die. But experts say some people have died from just 110 volts in household electrical systems. That's because even small voltage can paralyze you. It can keep you from letting go of a wire before great damage is done. This illustrates a principle Jesus taught us when he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was in great agony, knowing he was about to undergo the greatest test of his stay on earth. He knew that just ahead was a kangaroo court and death by crucifixion. He also knew he would face separation from his Father, his most cherished relationship. First, he urged his disciples to pray so they would not fall away because of what was about to happen to him. Then, in great agony, he poured out his soul to his Father. In Luke 22:42, we read, "Father, if you are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine." In his greatest hour of agony, Jesus did not focus on himself or take the easy way out. Rather, he focused on carrying out his Father's will. Jesus urged his disciples and us to draw near to God and submit to him by faith. As we do, we gain a greater vision of what God wants us to be and do, and we gain the strength to do it.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com